Three Stories. Horror Stories in Diaries. There is something about the number three. The ancient Greeks believed three was the perfect number, and in China, three has always been a lucky number, and they know a thing or two. Most religions also have three of this and three of that. And of course, in these more modern times, three's a crowd, maybe too many, except when it's a ménage à trois. It seems good things usually come in threes. Whatever history and culture says, we think three, a hat-trick of stories, is a great number to explore themes and literary avenues. The classic authors were so adept at creating. From their pens to your ears.
The Horror of the Heights by Arthur Conan Doyle. The idea that the extraordinary narrative which has been called the Joyce Armstrong fragment is an elaborate practical joke evolved by some unknown person cursed by a perverted and sinister sense of humour has now been abandoned by all who have examined the matter. The most macabre and imaginative of plotters would hesitate before linking his morbid fancies with the unquestioned and tragic facts which reinforce the statement. Though the assertions contained in it are amazing and even monstrous, it is nonetheless forcing itself upon the general intelligence that they are true, and we must readjust our ideas to the new situation. This world of ours appears to be separated by a slight and precarious margin of safety from a most singular and unexpected danger. I will endeavour in this narrative, which reproduces the original document in its necessarily somewhat fragmentary form, to lay before the reader the whole of the facts up to date, prefacing my statement by saying that if there be any who doubt the narrative of Joyce Armstrong, there can be no question at all as to the facts concerning Lieutenant Myrtle, R.N., and Mr. Hay Connor, who undoubtedly met their end in the manner described. The Joyce Armstrong fragment was found in the field which is called Lower Haycock, lying 1 mile to the westward of the village of Withyham, upon the Kent and Sussex border. It was on the 15th of September last that an agricultural labourer, James Flynn, in the employment of Matthew Dodd, farmer of the Chauntry Farm, Withyham, perceived a briar pipe lying near the footpath which skirts the hedge in Lower Haycock. A few paces farther on, he...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?